Listen to the conversation between Nala and her friend Peter.
Hi, Nala. Do you have a minute?
Sure. What's up?
As you know, I'm currently planning our new house with my architect. He was asking me the other day what kind of staircase I would prefer. Any ideas?
Let me see. There are advantages and disadvantages for each type. It's totally up to your personal taste.
I can't decide. Tell me more about the advantages and disadvantages.
Okay. Let's start with a straight staircase. It requires a lot of space in a house. If it is fixed to a wall on both sides, it looks like a room of its own. As well as being a bit like a tunnel. When I think of the staircase in my grandmother's house leading into the cellar, bad memories still come up. I hated it when she asked me to fetch some potatoes out of the cellar. I always thought there was a monster waiting at the end of the staircase. Back to your house, though. There are some advantages, too. When you have the hall and the staircase separated from the rest of the rooms, you might keep the heating costs down in wintertime since there's no need to heat this area up to higher room temperatures.
What about other possibilities?
Well, a spiral staircase in the middle of your living room would be stylish and requires only limited space. But I once had this in a holiday house. It was totally inconvenient to carry up items to the first floor. Now, think of all the pieces of furniture that need to be taken upstairs once you move in.
No, a spiral staircase is too inconvenient. I agree.
Then you could finally think of an open staircase leading from your living room up to the private areas of your house. It's quite common to have it planned this way at the moment. A beautiful staircase with wooden treads fitting the flooring of the ground floor is really stylish. Only one disadvantage comes to my mind, and that's noise. During nighttime, for example, you will always have to turn down your television in the living room when someone wants to sleep upstairs.
Thanks, but now I'm totally confused.
Why don't you have a look at the options? Your expert should show you some alternatives by means of a CAD program. I'm sure that will help you decide.
That's a good idea. Thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure. I love talking about interior design.